This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And this is the way the Word of God says you are. It gives you this parallel. If you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. In other words, if you plant a tree by a river, that thing, the roots will go down into that water and they'll be there. They'll just be taking all the moisture they need. And that tree will grow at a tremendous rate, and it will bring forth beautiful fruit every season because it'll have plenty of water. That it'll bring forth its fruit in due season. In other words, there's a season to produce fruit. You won't produce fruit every day. No fruit, no tree produces fruit every day. But in their season, they produce fruit. And it says, and also your leaf shall not wither. In other words, your body, it shall be healthy. It shall be strong. It shall not wither away. You can make your body young. The Word of God, you can't make it young, but the Word of God will make it young. Actually, you're doing it as you're reading and meditating on God's law. When you do that, your body will be young. I am so grateful that I have had this privilege to know this King and to have seen Him in His Word and to have read His Word and meditated in His Word so many hours in my life. It has just absolutely blessed my life. Every way, every form, every fashion, I have been blessed. He has blessed me with good health and not long life yet. Some people never get to the age that I am right now. If they had got to where I am, in fact, when I was a 15-year-old boy, if you'd have talked about a man 68 years old, I'd have said, man, he's old. But now then that I am that age, I realize that's young. And I can still do anything I could do when I was a young man. And I'm grateful for those things. But it was not an accident. It was God. And it happened because I was fortunate to have done what God says. So He tells me here in His Word that I'll bring forth fruit and my season, and also my leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever I do, it will prosper. Now, I think about serving God, and I think about how He has blessed me and how that the different things I've done. I think about as a young man. As I first started out in life, I was a Christian. I became a Christian when I was 11. I was very fortunate. I was raised up in a good home with a set of parents that went to church and that read the Word of God. And so I learned early. And as I learned those things, I did not realize how fortunate I was to be raised up in a good, godly Christian home. But by doing that, and mom and dad being good Christian people, then as I started through life in school, I was blessed. You know, I stayed away from evil. I didn't go there. I never got on drugs, alcohol, all the things that so many other young people do today. And I'm so grateful for those things. And as I started out being a mechanic, I thought it was just by accident, but now I know it was by divine appointment. God was putting me in the area of the engineering world. He's the one that designed me and made me. But as I served Him, I became a very good mechanic. The man I worked for as a young man, he told me as I worked for him, of course, I was diligent, I worked hard, I did a good job. And before I left his company, I worked for him 6 years in a Chevrolet dealership. He told me, he said, Thurman, you're one of the best mechanics I've ever had in my life. Well, I thought, wow, that's just the way it is. No, that wasn't the way it is. God had given me that gift. It had nothing to do with me other than I was studying the Word of God a little bit, had raised up in a good family. God was blessing me. And then as I went to the war in Vietnam, I continued to serve him. When so many of the young men sinned and went the wrong way and did the wrong things, I didn't go there. I didn't do those things that they did. I came back with no sickness and no disease and still in good health, without a single injury in the war. It was such a blessing to come back from Vietnam and not to have been injured. But God promises that if I'll be obedient and serve him, that he will bless me. And he says, and whatever you do, I will make it prosper for you. So as he was prospering me, I was not smart enough back in those days to see it. I didn't understand that because I was walking in obedience to his word, I was reading his word, and I wasn't staying in it day and night at that time, like he says here. But now I spend lots of hours, many hours, studying, praying over, reading, and listening to the word of God. And the more I read it and listen to it, the greater he prospers me, and the greater he blesses me. Now then, just think, he says, whatsoever you do shall prosper. It didn't make any difference whether I was that mechanic, whether I was the Vietnam vet. When I came back, I went back to school and graduated and then went to Dallas and began to teach engineering for one of the airlines. And he blessed me there. I didn't understand why he was doing all this. I just thought it was kind of just a coincidence, but it was no coincidence. It was God fulfilling his promises, because my parents had been good parents. He promises to bless your children if you will walk in obedience to his word. I didn't really know those things, but of course now I do. And as I continued on, it made no difference what I did. I mean, even when I later became a pilot, an airline pilot, and went to work for the airlines and flying airplanes all over the world, and then came back, and after the airlines I was flying for went bankrupt over in Europe, I came back and went back into the engineering world and began to build buildings and done things like that. Did that for the next 30 years. And then later, the Lord put me in the ministry. Had no idea he was going to do that later in life. And since I had read and studied and meditated on his word and spent thousands of hours studying his word, he put me in the ministry. And today, I am teaching the word of God. And as we're teaching God's word, he is blessing us. He is blessing the people that hears this word that comes from not only my mouth, but many of his men and women that are teaching his word today. But I am so grateful to have this book and to know that this book is his word. Now that he has something else to say for the man that's not a believer in Jesus, that will not do what this book says. Verse 4, he says, the ungodly are not so. But he says, they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. The chaff. Everybody knows what happens to chaff. Whenever you take the wheat, and when you do what you do with the wheat, the chaff comes off of it and the wind blows it away. And it says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Now, think about this. There's going to come a day of judgment. That day is actually going on all the time. Even right now, a day of judgment. People that are walking in obedience to God's word, these people are being judged of the Lord. They don't even know it. And as he judges them, the people that are walking holy in obedience to his word, he is pouring out his blessings upon them. And many of them don't even really realize it. But that's where your blessings are coming from. But the person that does not walk in obedience to God's word, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now then, if there's anything I've learned about God, It makes no difference how dark it is, where you are, how high up you are, or how far down in the earth you are, where you are, you cannot get away from God. I mean, I have learned from reading this book that God even knows your thoughts. Even your thoughts. And I think about how He judges our thoughts. In fact, I'm going to tell you a story. I wouldn't even begin to tell you the name of this person because they wouldn't want me to. But to prove this, there was a person, actually a young woman, and she came to me one time, and when I say young woman, this young woman, she's in her mid, probably late 30s or early 40s, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood, but she's a young woman. And she heard me say that I'd heard the voice of God. And she said, "Sir, I would love to hear God's voice." I said, "Well, you just get in His Word. You read His Word, study His Word, and walk in obedience to His Word." And I said, "He says in there, He will talk to you." I said, "Call upon Him, and He will answer you." I said, "And God will talk to you." I've heard His voice many times in my life. I've heard the authoritative, audible voice of God, a voice that sounds just like I'm talking to you right now. I've heard this authoritative, audible voice probably at least 30 or more times in my life. But He's spoken to me and communicated to me in my spirit many times. But this young woman, she wanted to hear it. So I told her, I said, "Just believe Him and you will hear it." So she was not married. And she met a young man, a fine Christian young man. And he was a really fine young man. And they started dating and they were going together. And of course, as they went together, they got to know each other better and better. Now, this young man, although he was her age, he had never had sex with a woman. He was clean and pure. Now, this young woman had been married before. So she had been to bed with her husband before. So she knew what a sexual relationship was like. But this man didn't. He had not been with a woman. But they were sitting there kind of courting one night. And they were sitting there. He had his arm around her. And all of a sudden, she began to meditate on the thought, "I wonder what it would be like to go to bed with this man." She was thinking maybe she might like to marry this man. And when she thought that thought, God spoke to her. He called her name. I'll just use the name Susie. He said, "Susie, stop it. You are sinning." Wow. She heard that authoritative voice. She backed off. She got on the other side of the car. He said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Nothing. I just want to sit over here for a moment." Let me tell you, God will speak to you if you're holy and obedient and walk in obedience to His Word and meditate on His law day and night. He will talk to you. He will help you. He will keep you clean and pure. And if you will meditate on His Word day and night, I can guarantee you, if you'll do what He says in His Word, He will bless you and you will be able to walk in divine health.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.